What's up, guys?
I thought you said
you
were gonna spit bars.
Okay, I'm gonna rap.
Go for it.
Dude, now I'm in the spotlight and I'm nervous.
Well, if Eric's not gonna rap, I'm gonna kick off this episode. Hi, this is the ET Podcast, episode 25. We're calling this No More, 25. No Less.
I'm sorry.
What? I was like, what did you say? I thought you were adding something valuable.
No.
He's just saying the number episode.
Actually, I was gonna say something. That this year I turned 25, so.
This year you turned 25?
I do.
Me
I've
too.
Been there, done that.
I'm already 25. Beat you to it. Come on, kiddo.
Wait.
Okay, Eric called Trey and I kids in our group chat.
Children. My children.
Yeah. You said kids.
No, I said my children.
I would look at the receipts. I don't know. Yeah, and he is literally the youngest one on the pod. which is fun. But yeah, this is episode 25, No More, No Less. I called it this because of a Mercy Me song, Don't At Me. I like my CCM, and that's fine. But today we're going to be talking about identity, and yeah, that's kind of the kicking point. But before we get into it, you said you had something to say.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, about what I was talking about earlier?
I don't know.
Is that you just said you all right.
No. What? No, because I do. Like, I just, I'm talking about, like, what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, but, like, right now? Shoot. I was going to do it later.
Shoot for it. Okay.
Or are we just going to start off like that? Okay.
Well, I mean, there's already one spotlight on you, so just go for it.
I mean, okay. Well, identity. So, I've been really, for this, I guess, topic, it's been hitting me very hard this week. Because like I was telling these two here, that I'm like in a way trying to cut off ends with, not with a lot of people, but just like with things that I feel that there's not too much of importance in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like I know what I need to do and what God wants me to do. So it's like I don't need to be doing this because even though it's good, it's not going to benefit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes what's good, it's not good, if that makes any sense.
It's things that aren't good are not God. I think John Bevere said
I guess something along the lines. Well, I think, I'm sure he said that, but I just think that I was reading this book too. And that's what it talked about. It talked about how sometimes us as Christians, or even just in general, we say yes to certain things. Because they're good and think that might benefit us, but not really. You know? So, you know, it's been hitting me really hard, even though, in a way, I mean, it's going to make me look really bad, but it's like YOLO.
Well,
not YOLO, because...
Well, kind of, though.
Yeah, because I feel like at the end of the day, it's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be selfish, but... They're not going to...
If you can't help yourself, how could you help anyone else?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not like they're going to be there for me type of thing whenever I make a decision or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, so. And that kind of actually plays directly into one of the talking points I had for today was how do people's expectations of us kind of shape who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I liked... Gosh, you said something last week about being a yes man. For the longest time, that was, like, kind of a core part of my identity. Like, I wanted people to accept me, and so I would accept whatever they wanted from me.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, shaped how I presented myself, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny, because Pastor Jamie was just talking about this past week at St. Paul, how, depending on, like, if you could tell if someone was churchy or if they weren't churchy, how we would introduce himself, like, mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Jamie and I'm a pastor, if they're churchy people, or hi, I'm Jamie and I'm an actor, if they're not.
Right.
And it's, it really made me think, because it's like, how would you go about introducing yourself? Like, if you had no idea anything, like, how would you, like, put yourself out there? And again, that kind of plays into the title of this, because the lyric that kind of inspired this was, let me introduce myself to you. This is who I am. No more, no less. So kind of like stripping yourself from whatever like faces you may put on.
Yeah.
And just kind of opening up and being you. So I guess, well, here's another talking point. How do you change how you present yourself based on who you're interacting with?
Yeah.
Like, crazy. Like when you were in the internship, either of you, how did you present yourself to people versus like now you're out doing your parents' cleaning business or you're out there trying to make your music happen or,
mm-hmm. yeah. I feel like it just goes back down to seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was talking to this with Nate too. Shout out, Nate. I miss that.
Don't shout him out.
Fight you, Ruben.
But anyways, we're talking about that, you know, and how, you know, we're at a different level where sometimes like in the positions that we started off in the internship, we don't feel comfortable because our season is over.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we don't really have to say yes to a lot of things. Like for me, I feel like during the internship, it was more like, okay, yes, because it was like kind of like we had to.
Yeah.
Not because it's like, oh, we were forced to. It's because we were learning and we had a lot of experience. Yes. Yeah. But moving on from that is like breaking away. And it's hard. Like for me, like I said, it's hard for me because and just because I'm breaking off, like, you know, from people, it doesn't mean that I don't love them or that I don't appreciate them or that I don't thank them for what they've taught me. But mm-hmm. it's more like. It's like, if I stay here, it's just like, I'm still going to be in the same disciple internship circle yeah. where like, oh, you know, doing the same thing where yeah. like, okay, why not do what I learned and move into a different season of my life?
Right.
And that's, you know, going with that is just like coming in, like presenting yourself is you have to learn how to say no sometimes, not just say mm-hmm. yes all the time, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And I feel like some like for me, like and I was thinking about that question, like how can I present myself to people or how can people view me or see me? And it's like I honestly don't even have an answer to yeah. that question because it's like, should I say, hi, yeah, I'm Eric and I graduated from Disciple Internship to like and or like, hey, I'm Eric. That currently works for Wells Fargo and trying to like, you know, grow a business or like what, you know, like
right.
what is the right thing to say?
Well, yeah. It's really interesting because it's like, it kind of boils down to what do you want to be known for?
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say it. Cause like, it's like when I first started working at the church or whatever, I'm working for the janitorial department mm-hmm. basically. So I'm the janitor. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm the only black one in the department at the time. And yeah. then Denise started working too. So we're the one of the two black people in the department. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure people, they don't have to say it, but I'm pretty sure it's a fact. But, you know, so stuff like that. And it's like, even like going into DI, it's like, oh, the janitor is an intern now.
Mm.
Oh, the janitor. Is serving the janitor and intern is serving in the rock now,
but
oh, the janitor,
yeah,
the intern, the server in the rock is now a camp counselor, like just all these different labels and yeah. stuff, and then also with promo team and stuff, and
yeah.
you know, and then also it kind of like makes me look at it from a different angle too with this topic
mm-hmm.
because it takes me back to the T.D. Jakes interview. The slasher.
That yeah. I was thinking See, about that right now. Yeah. Like, what's the fine too, line or the difference between, like, okay, being a slasher and holding yourself into, like, a certain mm-hmm. title?
Yeah. You know? Well, it's really interesting because
that's a crazy
thing. Part yeah. of humanity is that we're, like, created to work. Mm-hmm. And again, throwing it back to Garden City by John Mark Comer, like, it's... Your calling kind of defines you in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that's kind of the core of your identity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, people, when they're, like, talking to others, when they meet someone for the first time, one of the first questions they always ask is, what do you do?
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, makes me think, because in, at least for English names, a lot of the surnames come from jobs. Like, even Porter's first name. Is like a bag carrier or
Porter?
Yeah, the
Porter.
Name Porter means
oh, wow.
one like, who carries bags.
Yeah.
Or like my name Piper is a player of the pipes, or the last name Smith was literally a blacksmith, or Mason is like someone who cuts stone. And it's
what?
Really interesting how these names like, came to be names when they were originally just jobs.
That's crazy.
And it's, yeah.
You know what? That's crazy. Talking about names, like, I know my name and, like, the meaning of my name. And it's hard to be humble when I say it, but that's what it really means. It means ruler of all.
Yeah.
So I've always, like, kept myself...
Okay. First of all, you call us your children, and then you come, you waltz in here saying that your name means ruler of all. Okay,
I'm just gonna show you up here real quick because my name in full, Piper, is a player of the pipes. For me, it's not like literal pipes; it's using my voice, which cool.
Oh, see,
my middle name. My middle name Paige means servant of the king. And my last name means a child who respects and honors God. So, like,
it looked like she got you beat.
Yeah. Honor God in your very core.
I'm sitting over here by myself. I have no idea what my first name, Robert, means.
We should look it up.
Hold up, you won't be able to find out what Trey means because my mama named me after Trey off of Boys in the Hood. So you're not gonna be able to find it out. See, McMurray is an Irish last name because my grandpa was adopted. Scottish? I don't know. Well, something.
Yeah.
Just type in what does like name Robert mean?
Well,
or whatever.
Yeah, I'm on a website that I use for writing, and now I can't find what I'm looking for. Of course, but I should know what Robert means because it's my grandpa's name, but I don't because I'm a terrible child. And, okay, Robert is an English name meaning bright fame, and then,
bright fame.
Don't want fame.
No, you're gonna have your shining star for your rap career. You can't fight it. McMurray, Mick as a Scottish or Gaelic thing is just son of. And Murray is from the sea town.
Son of the sea town.
Son from the sea town, cool.
So bright fame, son of the sea town.
Son from the sea town or something.
Famous fisherman.
Okay, can you look up?
Famous fisherman.
I honestly, I've been trying to find my last name for the longest because it's so rare.
Yeah.
It's Badillo, B-A-D-I-L-L-O. And all I found is somewhere in Italy or... somewhere.
It's a diminutive form of the word vado in Spanish, which means
he's a good rapper.
Ford? Like a valley, I think. Hold up. Let's go here. Roots in Spain.
I never find
this. It was first found in the region of Vadillo, but with the Barcelonan pronunciation of Spanish, the V is pronounced as a B, so Badillo. In the provinces of Zamora, Soria, and Avila.
Huh.
Wow, some Spanish. Look at that.
Imagine that.
Oh, no, right? You learn something new every day.
For the long time. So are they, like, powerful? Because, I mean, my name is powerful. So.
I mean, I would have to look into the history of that particular region.
Your first name is good by itself. Yeah, so you got it. I don't think you need any more.
No, but honestly, okay, and ever since I figured that out, or since I found that out, I try to change my my way of thinking differently. And, like, not in a mean way, like, greedy. Like, okay, I'm a rule of all, so I'm not taking advantage of people. But, like, if I was named that, you know, how can I use it for like how can God use, not use me, but work with me depending on my calling? And I feel like my calling, and I know, is being able to be in a position of authority, I guess you could say, but not just for myself and my own greed, but to help people.
Yeah.
Sorry, another rabbit trail. I am not your boss. We You're work kind of together. My boss. We work together.
You pay me, and therefore I respect you too much to call you.
We are not your bosses.
We're going back to Instagram. You weren't on Instagram, so you didn't see this. But
I misspelled a word on one of the posts.
Okay, I posted.
I don't know what I was doing.
Like, I posted last week the clip from before we were actually recording, where he was talking about how he needed to manscape.
Yeah.
And then he captioned it nonsense.
I misspelled nonsense.
And he misspelled nonsense, and so
I don't know what I was doing.
In DMs, I pointed it out to him. him, and he was like, "Ah, nah," and then he called himself an idiot, and I'm like, "You're not." But he posted it on the story that he was an idiot, but he said Trey is an idiot. I clarified. I did not call my
boss.
Well,
no, I didn't think anybody would. I mean, it could have been you. I mean, dude, I didn't think anybody would take it as Pip called Trey an idiot.
Pip's like, just no, it was me.
I called myself an idiot because that was. I don't know what I spelled. I have no idea.
Dude, none, you guys are so funny.
But anyway,
it was none. S-E-S-E. So none say say. What is none say say?
I don't know.
Are you trying to speak Chinese?
Bro, I think I was half asleep when this I posted like, that. I was just like,
no,
yeah.
But that's crazy.
Just like
for the record, though, I really do need to be on Instagram more often.
I thought you were going to just follow up on his comment about manscaping. I really do need to manscape.
Dude, I honestly do too. All
right, let's get back on
what you're talking about.
This is my fault, but
it's fine. It's fine.
But
yeah. For the longest time, I actually really hated the name Paige, which I knew like 3 or 4 Paiges growing up, and then when I moved up here, one of the really popular girls was named Paige, and legally Paige is my first name, and when I moved up here, I started going more by Piper, like I wanted to anyway, but that's a whole story that I don't need to get into, but when I settled into the name Piper because it was easier than being confused for the other page in the room.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And now going back and analyzing what the meaning of my name actually is, it's kind of like fixed whatever problems I had with the name Paige.
Mm-hmm.
That it was too common, that I wasn't my own person, that there were too many of me's, even though it was just like, here's page number 1 through 7, you know? It's like a book. But now that I know it means a servant of the king, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Because it's like, so much of what I do and so much of what I identify with doing is serving him in whatever I'm doing. So that whether that's crazy. Me being a musician or being a videographer, being XYZ, all of my weird slasher titles that I have listed on my website, it's about serving and less about me.
Yeah.
Which, that's always the place where I come back to is like, I don't ever want this to be about me.
Right.
And you're gonna hate me because this is an NF lyric, but I do it for the king. what Listen, you know about that?
All right, another rabbit trail. I do not hate NF, but I have my reasons why I don't listen to him.
Because he sounds like Eminem and that's his favorite rapper.
There you go. It's a little bit deeper than that, but.
That's a part of it.
And we've discussed this at length, but like the reason I enjoy NF compared to Eminem, to me, I don't feel like
I don't agree with the subject. No, he talks about.
But when I first listened to Eminem was back in like 2006.
Yeah.
And that was like the last I heard him producing like new music. I haven't really been paying attention to him for one thing, but the last thing I heard from him was actually a feature he did on Pink's Beautiful Trauma album on a song called Revenge, which is literally about getting revenge on your ex. And it's like the
He's had a lot of songs. Like
yeah.
That.
Well, the thematic content hasn't changed since 2006. And I'm like, okay, this is stale. Bye.
Anyway.
But what I like about NF over Eminem is that it's kind of the same sound because they're both white boys from Detroit who are rapping. But it's. it's the sound, but with a better message, with one that's more relatable to me and like, yeah.
Somehow we've come to an interesting thing because we're talking about identity, right?
Yeah.
And so the NFing recovery clone, known as NF, or as I call him, Ned Flanders.
I thought that was so funny because I'm like,
so
thank you for giving me an opportunity to use that gift, by the way.
My thing is, like, with NF, since we're talking about identity.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, the reason why Eminem is my favorite rapper is more so from a technical standpoint.
Yeah.
The way he uses all these different syllables and, like, he just flips the alphabet around.
Oh, his flow is so
like,
cool.
He's never rapped about the exact same thing in the exact same way. Like, he had one line where he was talking about getting struck by lightning 6 times in the exact same spot or something like that. And it's like, that's the way he raps. Like, he doesn't, it's like lightning striking in the same spot, but differently. Like, I don't know how to explain it exactly, but it's more so from like a technical standpoint. Now, I agree with some of his subject matter, not all of it, because we know how M is.
He
is
don't need to shove your wife in a trunk. It's fine.
Yeah. So my thing is with NF is like he's trying to be the more like a more he's the PG-13 version of Eminem. It's like he's purposely doing his voice like that. I mean, it's not spot on.
No, yeah.
But it's close enough. And then, like, the way he tries to rap, he can't rap as fast as Eminem. I don't think too many people can. Because, like, if you guys listen.
What was.
Speed'em. If you listen to Speed'em, oh my God.
So you think he's, like, taking Eminem's identity type away?
It probably wasn't even on purpose. I guarantee you, like most people that come up in rap, such as myself, we just look up to Eminem and it's just like, oh man, like that dude is like ridiculous, like with his raps and stuff. And so it's like he probably just didn't try as hard as everybody else to be different. Mm-hmm. Like the people that admire Eminem the way like I do, we, you know, was like, all right, that's cool, but you know, I'm not gonna try to do that, and plus I'm black, so it's like I'm really not gonna try to do it. But like NF is just like, maybe it wasn't done on purpose, maybe it was. I'm not saying, you know, that he's purposely doing that.
We gotta tag NF so, for this stuff.
But anyway,
you're just over here ragging on him, and I'm like,
I'm not completely ragging on. He has maybe like 3 songs at the most that I like, so I will give him that.
You haven't listened to the search yet. Listen to The Search. It's on Apple Music and Spotify.
I really gave him a chance.
We're not
I
listened, paid for this. Just
this is my fan promotion.
Yeah, you go
do
for it.
I
did listen to Mansion and Therapy Session all the way through.
I don't like Mansion.
Yeah, I don't either.
See, anyway. I think Therapy Session was the first one I came in on. But with The Search, I think I listened to it on repeat like 3 times on Friday when it came out. Just because I was kind of like...
See, the way y'all are about NF is how I'm about Eminem. Anytime I hear that M has a new verse out, I stop whatever I'm doing, go to Apple Music immediately and listen to it.
See,
I'm not even joking. He just came out
with
a song. Well, he was featured on a song with one of his artists named Conway the Machine, and the song is called Bang. And I heard that Eminem was featured on there. I immediately stopped and I went to Apple Music. I fast forward to M's part. Like, I didn't even listen to Conway.
Hi, so, he also features on Ed Sheeran's number 6 collaborations album. It's him and 50 Cent on a track.
I don't know if I want to hear him, Fifth, and...
That's
and,
a
and
weird
Ed,
shit.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it's like,
but Ed, Sheeran was, Ed Sheeran was on M's album, though. So.
But he's more of a producer, right?
Isn't no.
He like a writer?
He sings.
No, Ed Sheeran, he's like a writer. Like, he's been...
Well,
he
he probably writes his lyrics and
sings.
To a lot of artists, not just like his own.
But yeah.
A lot of people do
the
that.
The collaborations album is so interesting because it's like so many different people from different genres. Because it's basically Ed went, I want to work with all of these people. Mm-hmm. And so they made an album. So there's like a track with him and Skrillex. There's a track with him and Bieber.
I can't even... Oh my gosh. I can't
even imagine
that. I'm telling
you, this album is crazy. Hi, this is so far off notes. But
I was sleeping on it because I saw it on like the new releases and stuff. I was like, yeah. And Caleb Burr posted about it too. I was like,
I think my favorite song on the album is a song called Blow that features Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton.
I don't know who Chris Stapleton is.
Chris Stapleton is known for country music.
Oh.
And then Bruno Mars of Uptown Funk fame.
Right.
And,
crazy. That's such a weird mix. Like,
okay, but it's Ed who is known for his like folksy love ballads or whatever. Like, my brain immediately goes to Thinking Out Loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all...
A country.
I'm not getting into that.
No,
country
yeah.
Country and so a funk mixed with hip-hop.
Okay, but it's none of that. It's more like an AC/DC or Led Zeppelin track. It is so crazy.
By the way,
and Chris Stapleton can shred on guitar, man.
By the way, I have one song. No, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind.
Yeah, hold it for later.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
I got to hear this song. What's it called?
Blow.
Blow. Like Blow?
Like.
I'm going to add it
like
right
blow.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
but
let's
I think it's the
topic.
Last song.
That's my bad.
But,
I keep
so
sorry.
Going back
huge
to identity. Part of what my why I dig NF and like so many of the other artists I listen to is because I can relate to a lot of what they're saying lyrically. Mm-hmm. So with NF, with Lacey Sturm, with Ledger, I don't know. I feel like I kind of tend to identify with stuff that I find relatable. So it's like, if I can see myself in it, then I cling to it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, in The Search, a lot of the album is him talking about how he's dealing with so many mental health issues. And like, for me personally, I've struggled a lot with depression and like, have a whole history of that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But like, seeing that I'm not alone in the things that I struggle with, even if it's just like a blip on the radar sometimes, or whether it's like all of the cloud and fog. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's nice to see that I'm not the only one who's dealing with X, Y, and Z,
yeah.
But also like knowing that those things don't define me,
mm-hmm.
that it's just a part.
Mm-hmm.
And even then it's not a part that I have to take in internally, but like something that I can piece apart and be like, no, this is something that I deal with versus yeah. this is something that is within me.
Yeah.
That was a weird way of saying that. I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
If that makes sense. But
yeah, I get it.
But yeah, whether that's like in music, which is kind of my biggest thing, or if it's seeing characters that resemble me in film or TV or novels or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of interested to see like how the media we consume affects how we view ourselves. And I know like for me, kind of my entire idea of self-esteem, of identity, of like what defined me really changed when I came to God.
Yeah.
Because instead of focusing on like what the world said I needed to be,
mm-hmm.
It was more about who he says I am.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, like, do you guys agree with that? Like,
mm-hmm.
how would you say like knowing God has changed kind of
well,
who you are?
Well, like for me, it was more like, honestly, that Sons and Soldiers thing hit me a lot.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't know, like I'm telling you, like I feel like there's always something about that. Dude, I'm sorry if I messed it up, but anyways,
that thing is finicky. So
about that topic, that we're sons and soldiers, mm-hmm. meaning that sons, we have the identity that, you know, because we are his sons, we inherit everything that he owns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We kind of rule, type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're
yeah.
So
I wasn't even going to say, I was just going to skip right over it. But
so we like, we have access to all the perks that he gives us.
Yeah.
Like health, prosperity, and love, and all the things that you can find. And yeah. as a soldier, like you're able to like just conquer because it's like your right to like obtain whatever you want or whatever you fight for,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like sometimes like being as a son, you know, even if you put it like in the physical realm where like, okay, you ask your dad, hey dad, can you give me this, and you can kind of expect it,
yeah,
but at the same time, like going into a soldier is like you want something knowing that he will give it to you, but it's not gonna be easy.
Yeah,
you have to actually go for it and fight it.
Yeah.
You know, you yeah. cannot always get everything handed to you in a silver platter. Like, you have right. to go for it. But being a soldier is like you have the authority. Mm-hmm. And, like, for me, I took that in very much into my heart because that's one of the things that the three things that I, when I give my speech in the ceremony for our graduation, mm-hmm. that was the one of the things that I learned in DI, that being a son and soldier. And having, you know, a communication with God in a relationship with him. Because I feel that also having a relationship with him, that's where he will, like, it will show you, like, who you truly are and what your identity is. And that everything flows through him. And mm-hmm. you basically morph into Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what you mean? And yeah. you become Jesus kind of way. Where, like, honestly, like, you just become like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your own way, depending how he created you, if mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. And I'm like, that's crazy, but you need to get to his heart and have that communication. And I feel like for me, that's where I found my identity, through him.
Mm-hmm.
That as long as I stay connected with him, I'm going to like morph into Jesus. in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, that just made me think of a very specific Bible verse. Let me pull it up in the translation I want here. But in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it kind of nods to that. But we all with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord. That is King James Version, and that is not what I wanted, Bible.com.
Bible.com.
Here we go. Boogie, woogie, woogie. Oh, come on.
Which one did he give you?
I called it out for defying me, and now it's not working at all. But yeah,
My laptop is acting a little weird. Well, it was earlier. Was acting kind of crazy. Okay. I think it's because I had GarageBand and Audacity open at the same time.
It's just like, at war with itself.
You pick one program to use to record music or the other.
Oh, my God.
You can't use both.
Yeah.
That's... I'm good at this, you guys. No, I'm in... She,
yeah. But, no, but to going back to what I was saying, like, yeah. I just feel like that's, like, for me, where I find my identity, you know? And yeah. I feel like there's always, like, this confidence as well.
Yeah.
Because after being like, honestly, like, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, like, when I came to DI, like, even though I knew of God, I didn't really knew him.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, yeah. Even though I was like, you know, church goer and stuff, is like, oh, I was just kind of like a balloon in the air, you know, or just whatever, mm-hmm. Floating away, or just whatever, like wherever the like wind would blow me to.
Bag.
Yeah.
Floating in there.
Yeah,
to start again.
Oh my God!
Sorry, go ahead.
But throughout these two years of this time that season in my life is like that's where I got my in a way my authority and like my confidence back.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, yeah. Hey, you know, I can literally do everything that I put my mind to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the issues that with a lot of people too, because I mean, it's like I feel like okay. I don't want to go here, but I don't know if it's going to go off topic, but I feel like with social media and like in our generation now, we have to pretend to be someone that we're really not.
Yeah.
And we try to be into this identity that, oh, I want to look like this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, because, you know, in Instagram, they look like this and I just want to have the same things that him or her has. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to have the same body that this person has or like the same cars that this guy has.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially like in this generation, and I see it like firsthand because like with my little brother, like he wants to be something that he's not. and I mean, it's, and I feel like it's a phase, you know, it's a phase, but some people don't get out of that phase. They stay in that same phase.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was going to say
one thing. That's like why you see me on like IG stories and stuff. I look raggedy sometimes. Like, nah, y'all going to get the real me.
Yeah.
I'm not like some glamorous uppity person or whatever. Like, that one week when I posted the IG story when I was complaining about how like I had to wait till week to finish my EPs and stuff, like it looked just like I had pubes on my neck. Like, oh, I was like, y'all gonna see the real me.
That's way too
like I was beautiful. Like, nah.
No, I feel like you. But see, and that's why sometimes I feel like that's why I don't have the need to be, I don't feel like being an Instagram or Facebook, because it's like, what am I gonna post? Like,
yeah,
like if I, okay, I'm not gonna, okay, I got a new car, right?
Oh, yeah?
It's a Range Rover.
Ooh.
but the thing is, like, if I post it, it's like, I don't want to be like, okay, you know, like,
funny, because I was thinking about that, too. Like, I haven't had a car in, what, like, almost 6 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was going to take a picture, like, once I get my new car, just like, oh man, like, I haven't had my own car in such a long time. Right. But then some people could perceive that as, oh, he trying to flex.
That's what it's I'm like, saying. It's like,
but no, I'm just happy I got, I have a car to myself.
And that's
now.
The
like,
crazy
I mean,
thing that it's like, know. For me, it's like, I can't post certain things because I don't want people to think some type of, you know, it's like, I just rather not post anything and just. You know what I mean?
No. I'm going to flex on all y'all with my rusty busted Mini Cooper. So
your Mini Cooper is like the dopest thing. I still want to drive.
Yeah, I mean, It may be.
Do you drive a stick shift?
I do drive a stick.
Okay, you can drive my car sometime.
Yeah, I can't drive stick shift. But no,
No, but
sorry, let me just.
No, you, like your Mini Cooper though. Like if even if it has like cosmetic issues or whatever,
cosmetic issues.
All the Pikachu stuff.
It makes up
brings fun. Glory to it, so yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, it don't see, matter at all.
It's funny because again, talking about what you want to be known for.
See.
So many people.
Your contact photo in my phone is Pikachu.
Thank you for that, by the way. Ryan Reynolds here. But yeah, it's funny because we were, working in this building. There's also a school here where there are little kids, and one of my friends works in the aftercare program, and she says every time the kids see my car in the parking lot, they're like, "Who drives that?" And for a while, she got to say, "Oh, it's the girl with the purple hair who works at the coffee house." And it's like, they knew. No hair. Yeah.
Now is.
Thanks.
I don't know what.
I will fight you. Yeah, but it's like, the things I want to be known for is stupid things like that that make people smile and bring people joy.
Yeah.
Not specifically as Pipachu with the Pikachuper, but like Pikachu Mini Cooper.
That's fine. Clever.
Thank you. I try. But like being known for like, again, for me, it's about bringing joy into the world and bringing light. And like, that's kind of why I liked what you hopped on that Warm Fuzzies bandwagon or whatever, where it's like, cross promotion to break that algorithm. Like, promoting other accounts just on your story.
Yeah.
And I call it Warm Fuzzies because it's something we used to do I think it was like a women's small group I was a part of for like a month. going around and giving compliments to people.
Yeah.
And like saying, this go follow this person because they make awesome music. They're just really chill. They're like, I like seeing like all the cross promotion that you were getting because it was all kind of the same thing. Trey is a really cool guy with really chill vibes and like is working on awesome things. And it's like, it kind of makes me think, what are the reviews? Like, what do people have to say about me aside from she drives the Pikachu car? Or like,
that was another thing too. It's like, and I don't care to a certain extent, and I think a lot of people will say that, but then at the same time, it's like, I do care what people think.
Well, it's kind of that little, like,
you know,
like,
your ears tingle when people are talking about you. Right. You want to know, like,
exactly.
Are they saying positive things or what, you know?
Right.
Right.
Am I known as, like, a great person? You know, the word that Bria uses all the time, a safe person. Mm, you know, I don't know what she means exactly by that, but
is it by like that book that Pastor Margie made us read?
Maybe. But it's like for Bria, I know it's like people that she feels she can be 100% herself around, that she doesn't feel like she has to contain or hold back parts of herself. And that's, again, that's part of this.
Yeah.
But just kind of that idea of like, I trust you. You're safe to me. Like, I'm not worried about like you stepping on toes or like doing wrong by me or anything. So
now,
at least that's my perception of it.
One thing too, what I was thinking is like, you know, like, dang, I don't know how to word it, but how can you jump or like, because I feel like one thing too with identity, especially like, because I want to relate for people and that, like going back to the same things, like, I don't want to be posting this because I don't want to be known of like, of this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But going back and relating to people is for them changing their mentality and in having new identity. Just say for those people that had a really bad reputation.
Yeah.
Or even us, you know, I can even count myself in or whatever, but from having a bad reputation, let's just say, quote, to like going into like a new reputation, and how does that look like with your new identity? And if you should give, I guess, how can I say it? Would you listen more to the people or would just like believe on yourself? Does it make any sense what I'm saying?
And here's, yeah, I don't know. Here's something I've had to come to, I don't know. Something that I've kind of had revealed to me, or I'm not nearly as important as I think I am. Mm. Like, nobody's talking about me.
I mean, that's
me.
A lot of people in the world.
Yeah. There's 7.5 billion of us. Yeah. Like, but that's there are people who, like, run the gossip mills and who, like, talk about other people, but it's like, at the same time, nobody's analyzing you as much as you're analyzing yourself.
But that's what makes me think. I feel like people don't move on forward because of that fear. What are they saying behind my back? But I feel if you truly know yourself, like with what I was getting at, is like that shouldn't matter. Because if you really think about it, those people that talk about you, like they probably have something on their own.
Yeah. That and then you know also what I mean? Like, I remember Pastor Jim has said it before, like, not the chances are you won't ever see that person again.
Yeah.
So, right. Like, let them, and, you know.
And honestly, I think about it this way, and I feel like where people's heart is, because I know things about people that I could literally be telling somebody, I can be telling you, but, oh, do you know about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's like, how is that going to make me look talking about this person to this other person, you know?
Makes you not look like a safe person.
Right.
Again, just kind of on a flip note, tangent, whatever, kind of dealing with that idea of, like, what do people think of me?
Yeah.
You can get so hung up on, like, trying to meet, like, different benchmarks, too. Mm. Like, again, with social media, comparison is a big thing. Mm-hmm. It's okay, she's got X, Y, and Z. She's got, like, I don't know. I think a lot, actually, about my friend Taylor, because it's, like, she's kind of, like, the poster girl for femininity or womanhood or whatever in my brain. And there are so many other women who kind of, like, look like her, act like her, kind of present like her, at least on social media. And it's really easy to, like, at least for me, to see that and be, like, okay, I don't have the long hair. I don't have the cute, like, I don't know, suburban Christian white girl thing going on. So, like, do I, like, it sounds so, like, ridiculous, but no, like, the longest time I really thought was with, like, okay, am I not good enough as a woman? And it really kind of challenged, like, I don't know, for a while I struggled with, like, gender identity, because I'm like, I don't meet any of this, so, like, is that who I am? Like, right. And it's really interesting to, like, see how, like, much turmoil that kind of thing causes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think this is society's expectation of what I should be, and I am not that.
Right.
And, like, it's really easy to beat yourself up over it. Yeah. And, like, acknowledging that, hey, God created me to be me. Right. Not to be Taylor, not to be Brie, not to be whoever else. It's like, and I don't know, like, if you guys might deal with some of the same things regarding masculinity, but, like,
yeah, my height.
You're not tall enough, you're not butch enough. Like, no.
I haven't had abs since I was a child, and that was just because I was super skinny. I mean, it goes back to rap again.
Yeah.
Like, all the artists I follow, I'm just like, man, like, y'all just make it seem
too easy.
So easy, but it's like they're in the position that they're supposed to be in right now. I'm in the position that I'm supposed to be in right now. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like that, maybe. Well, it won't be like that because we're different people, you know, and stuff. So I just got to learn to accept I'm at where I'm at. I'm 27, just now really starting a career in music, you know. Yeah. That's the realization of it. But, I mean, there's been other people, you know, that have done that too. I mean, Jay-Z didn't put out his first album until he was 30.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I mean, and look at him now.
Right. Like, he's billionaire.
Halfway through life.
Married to Beyonce.
A billionaire. Married to Beyonce. One of the best lyricists of all time. One of the best rappers of all time. Puts out amazing albums. And he's getting better the older he gets.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
So, I'm not, you know, I'm at where I'm at. I'm about to put out these two dope EPs. I'm sorry that I keep mentioning them.
I'm so excited for them.
I'm just, I'm excited too. I just got to figure out the whole process of doing that because it's the first time.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm at where I'm at. Those people are at where they're at, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not.
What's that? You know, what's because it comes to my mind like that verse in the Bible that talks about that God. It talks about how He created us to a perfect size or a perfect, and that who it asks a question like who can add an elbow or something like that.
Who can add a? Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Is it? It's not the scripture where He was like, "Who can add time to their life by worrying?"
No, that's completely different. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but it talks about how like you can. It says it basically asks a question. It says like, "Who can add a foot to yourself if you're like already made perfect?"
Yeah.
You know, and I was like thinking about that. Like for me, that's how. Because I mean, I don't care about like how high, tall I am. I mean, yeah. It's like, no. I mean, I know that I'm ruler of all, so what's up?
You're a micromanager.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow, you know what?
I'm sorry. Gonna... I'm sorry.
Oh, that was such I'm a beautifully sorry. Done pun. No, I'm sorry. Trapped Stay. Here. You're not going Stay. Anywhere.
Anyways, that's rude. You know what?
Such a beautiful wordplay, though.
I'm sorry.
I'm so mad because I'm never that clever with puns. How dare you?
Nice. That was a good one. Okay, sure. I have to get you back raps, now.
You gotta be good at
that. I'm gonna go on Instagram now, and you're just gonna start bashing on you.
He about to flame me.
He's now
he's about to go on there and flame me.
He's now a trade diss account. That's all Eric's Instagram. But no, dialing it back, it's like God created you painstakingly, like crafted you from like the womb to be exactly who you are.
Yeah, right.
And that's just crazy because He knew like everything that we were going to experience in life. Mm-hmm. He knew how it would shape us to be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I don't know, again, to open a can of worms, for the longest time I really kind of struggled with that idea of me being bisexual and me being in a church. That's not something that a lot of people think meshes.
Right.
And for the longest time, it was like a big, like, God, is this okay sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Because so many people from so many different avenues were telling me that it wasn't.
Yeah.
And like seeing my friends get hurt by the church, my queer friends get hurt by the church, just kind of was like, I don't know, it was really unsettling for me for the longest time, because I remember being sat next to one of my friends who went to the Fifth Service forever, and then a guest pastor came to town, like, it was the same weekend that Minnesota legalized same-sex marriage,
mm-hmm.
and dude interrupted a Holy Spirit flow to just start dissing on that ruling and, like, tearing it apart, and my friend left the church because of it. And I'm like, God, I know that's not your heart. I know that you love us no matter who we love.
Yeah.
And kind of reconciling, it's, again, it's something that God's been working on with me because that community is such a dear community to me. I know that, mm-hmm. like, again, so many of them have been hurt by the church, and, like, trying to rectify that and trying to show that, nah, God loves everyone regardless of gender, regardless of race, regardless of orientation. He just loves, like, no matter what society's benchmarks are, no matter what other people say.
You know what's, and, what's funny? Denise and I were kind of talking about this, you know, along the lines of that community and stuff. And she brought up the scripture where it says, you'll know it's the end times because men will lay with men and, you know, women with women. But she was like, what if that's just a sign? What if it's not even, like, wrong?
Well, and it's been...
So, again, I mean, I don't...
It's a conversation
I don't know.
I've had with God. Know, you know. And I know where I stand and I know what I am. But it's really interesting to me. Because I've had this, like, discussion with my Heavenly Father. And I know, like, where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, it's not something that I'm, like, plainly forward about unless it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, kind of a tangent, but for, I think it was our last prayer with Pastor Paul, he was speaking mm-hmm. over everyone, and I had been really kind of thinking about this, just, like, as a matter of, like, okay, am I qualified to be a minister despite this, because we had just talked about it at St. Paul, because again, it was a big issue with some denomination. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because I was like ruminating on this. And Pastor Paul said to me, as part of his exhortation, whatever, do not compromise your identity. Mm. Like, you know who you are, you know who God made you to be. And like, it really kind of just flooded me with peace. Because it was this matter of like, okay, I know that I'm called, and it's not like, it's not so much a part of like my identity as it is a part of like, I don't know, it's just another aspect of me. Yeah. And it's not that I define myself as bisexual. I define myself first as a child of God.
Yeah.
And coming from that place, like, we went to camp, and it was funny because like, there were a surprising amount of LGBT kids at camp. And
wow.
It seemed like all of them found me. Yeah, well, it's funny because again, you have me who's not exactly female presenting, and apparently that sets off like, okay, there's something different about this person.
Mm-hmm,
and it cued them to like talk to me. And one of them had like a they them pronoun button. Hi, if you happen to find this, I want you to know that I love you so much. But just starting a conversation with them because of that button, like, it started, like, it opened up so they knew, hey, this camp is still a safe place for me.
Yeah.
Even, like, if so many Christians have made me feel like it wouldn't be.
Right.
Like, there are people here who love God and still love me, and, like,
yeah,
we were able to connect, and, like, I've still been talking to them since camp and, like, building them up and reassuring them, like, hey, you're not broken, you're not, like, outcast from God because of who you are and who you choose to love.
Right.
And I think, again, part of that for me is, like, that not compromising, because I'm comfortable to be who I am.
Yeah.
And to do what God has called me to do, like, with all aspects of my personality, with, I don't know. It's, God calls us to reach different people, like you were saying last week. Right. And it's, I don't know. Again, don't compromise, but also don't conform. Because if I had, like, tried to force myself into the box of, like, okay, I have to look like all the other girls look at camp. I have to present myself as this good Christian girl.
Right.
Like, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't have been able to have that connection and be able to speak into their lives.
Right.
So, yeah, and I'm sure God's got ways of doing that with you guys, too. Like, you have your rap that's going to touch so many different people that I wouldn't be able to touch through my YouTubing or you through your business. And it's just staggering to me because, again, there's 7.5 billion people in the world, and we are so diverse because our God is too big to be mashed into one cookie cutter.
That's right.
I mean, that's why we're called the body of Christ, not just the fingernail
hand.
Or
the
hair follicle.
Mm-hmm.
Or
the butt
cheek.
I want to be God's left
Christ.
Butt cheek.
God. So it's like, I mean, and you know, once again, it goes back to the T.D. Jakes thing. Also, he has so many slashes and all that his titles and all that. But what if, you know, none of that stuff really matters because it's just him being him.
That's right.
So it's like,
exactly.
And I feel like that's where
people
it goes.
Gave him those labels.
Right. It comes down to like, you're just yourself. Like,
yeah.
Going back to the question, like, how do you want to be known for?
Yeah.
I just want to be known as someone that people could trust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And can, in a way, look up to. But I know that's a lot of responsibility because I have to set the example.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And I was like thinking about this, even with, you know, Pastor T talked about this, about, was it Jacob? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About Jacob, that how, you know, even when since he was a baby, he knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
You know? And he was born, like, literally just holding onto his brother's foot.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be
to
the
be
first one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the meaning of his name is just basically
Deceiver.
Yeah.
And not in a way because, I mean, he wanted to fight to get that that
and he did.
Yeah, and he did. And he wrestled
with God.
And then yeah, he wrestled with God just for what? So he can get his name changed. Like he just wanted him to be blessed. You know, like that's what I'm saying. And it's like imagine how much confidence this dude had that he actually fought with God and actually got what he wanted.
No, that's a son and soldier
right there. Oh, right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So even like, you know, with us, like I was thinking about it, like, you know, with what you were talking about, you know, about the meaning of your name, you're actually doing that with Commons Unity.
Yeah.
And you're literally serving God in how, and like, you know, like you said, like singing, and not just singing, but in an artistic way where you're getting everybody to do what
everybody's gift
to serve. Yeah. Yeah. And then you, it said what, Bright Fame or something?
Yeah. Bright like, Fame.
Dude, even though I know you don't want fame, but dude, that's going to come down.
Yeah. I mean, later. I was going to say, I still even have trouble taking a compliment.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a whole nother thing. Me and God have to sit down and have a therapy session.
But from the beginning, from actually, this is so crazy because I was talking to Hugh last night, and we're talking about that. He, you know, he asked me, "Hey, how's Trey doing?" And I told him, "Look, this dude is like a whole different man. Like since from when I met you to like now, like you're completely different."
Yeah.
And it's because in a way, you know, and I'm not saying that we got there yet, but we're still in the process of finding our identity,
mm-hmm.
which we're getting closer to that point. And like, you know, you're doing your thing. And like for me, with my name, with like the meaning of my name, I mean, if God wants to use me in that way where I have authority to not rule people, but, you know, to give opportunity to people and to like be well off where I can just, you know, hey, yeah, here, take a couple thousand or whatever, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
So be it. But it's all for his glory. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's with everybody, like with their name, because I know that God doesn't just names us for like no reason, or he didn't just mm-hmm. put us in this world for no reason, for us to just live like every ordinary person.
Right.
And if you really think about it, like every single, like, I was like looking about this, like in my family, like, you know, with my brother Aaron or with my brother Esteban or even with my parents, like I looked up their meanings and they literally have the same characteristics as like the meaning mm-hmm. of their name mm-hmm. is, you know? And that's even if crazy. You do it, like, you know, with family members or people you know, like, you can see, like, a picture of their name in their characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the craziest things. But the thing is, like, a lot of people don't know this. And that's, like, why we have so many people confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's what I was thinking about. Even when we, you know, when we talked about doing this episode, it was like, dang, this is so dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just being able to, like, go out there and actually like change the mentality of people.
No.
Because people have like crazy names and they don't even know it.
Right. Right.
Dang. Yeah.
They don't even know it.
Jeez.
I don't know. I talked a lot, but.
No, that's
fine. I feel like that's a good end note right there.
Yeah.
You gotta find out your name.
We're coming up on that time, but. Well, yeah, man. Like.
Well, here's kind of a wrap up thing. Something else that Pastor Paul said to me was, you are just what God is looking for. And I feel like that, not just for me, but like for anyone listening, like you are you, and that's exactly what God wants. That's exactly what he's going to use.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's crazy.
So many people get focused on like, what are people saying about me? What are people saying about me? But, something else that Pastor Paul said to me was, great things are spoken about you in the kingdom of heaven. So it doesn't matter what people here on earth are saying, because you know that, like, the cloud of witnesses or whatever,
that's Hebrews, the thing. Like, we listen to every other voice except for the one that matters. And I'm speaking to myself. You know how Pastor Jim, when he's talking, he's like, and I'm talking to myself right now. Like, I really am talking to myself right now.
And
like,
it's just. He does say that too. Like, we're making our name up in heaven, like, everywhere, like through heaven or even through the darkness, because you know that, like, we make a name like every victory that we win,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like even the demons and they recognize, like, they're, oh, don't mess with Trey, don't mess with Piper, because mm-hmm. these guys are like,
well, yeah. And it's funny because crazy. Like the more we strive for the kingdom, it seems like the more heaven's talking about us, the more the enemy's hearing it and kind of getting up in arms to come against us.
Yeah.
Like, they know they're not going to win. But right. at the same time, it's like, no, if they're causing a stir, we got to take them out so that they stop
mm-hmm.
what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, but,
what do you want to be known for?
What do you want to be known for? Like, who does God say you are? What does your name mean? Like, here's a bunch of things that you could tweet at us or comment at us or whatever. But, yeah, I'm gonna start up that Warm Fuzzies bandwagon again and just do it on the official Instagram. So if you react to our Instagram story anytime this week, we'll be posting a chain of who we interact with, which will be really cool, and just kind of giving some encouragement, giving some love out there into the world. Well, let's find out what Warm Fuzzies we have to say about you guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, this has been episode 25. No more, no less.
No less.
No more, no less.
Thank you so much for listening.
Stay fresh.
Catch us.
Oh, that rhyme. No more, no Everywhere. Less. Stay fresh. See, I did actually spit a rhyme.
Catch us everywhere that you could find podcasts.
Yep.
Not quite everywhere. We'll figure it out. But
Apple for sure.
Apple and YouTube.
Whatever your preferred thing is.
So I've been Piper. This is
Eric.
Trey.
And we'll see you next time.
And we out.